This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I say hey.
I don't know what's going on some of these days around here.
We lost control of that last segment, though, huh?
Well, I mean, it did start with Jerry on borrowed time.
Yep, you talked about leaking.
You weren't even phased with the idea of wearing diapers, which feels a little weird.
I mean, I'm not wearing diapers, but I was just like, you know, I was just harkening back to the conversation we had, the 1 in 3.
One in three.
I was just thinking, like, you know,
there's more people in diapers than I thought. Yeah. If that's the number.
I'm just saying it's just the point was that at that age stuff ain't working right.
Of course, you know what I mean? It's like a car after 200,000 miles. I mean, they start to break.
Some people might have real problems. You know,
yeah, that maintenance.
No,
okay. Yeah, I'm just saying the maintenance on the vehicle.
All right. Yeah, and then somehow we got to Marino versus Jalen Hurts, a place I just didn't think we'd ever go.
And then I got people texting
me. Might be the craziest thing of the day.
They might be right. No, stop.
Hold on. I need you to block that person and delete their number.
I mean, you know, I am all inclusive.
Please.
I am all inclusive.
No, we're not onto something. I'm sorry.
I'm all inclusive.
What are we talking about?
I appreciate everybody's perspective, and I will let everybody live in the space that they want to live in.
I'm starting to not appreciate everybody's perspective.
I was just telling a story about my dealings with my first game in NFL and how impressed I was with Dan Marino.
Didn't Dan Marino throw 48 touchdowns as a rookie or second-year player?
Something like
that. We're throwing parties over 25. Jalen's in his sixth year. What are you guys nuts? I mean, genuinely, has everyone lost their mind?
Everybody has their own opinion about things.
Jordan. Well, that's okay.
You know, maybe not everybody should. I'm starting to think.
All right, Joel Embiid had an opinion on how his team played last night. So the Sixers won over the Washington Wizards, who are a brutal team. They did trade for Trae Young.
They got Trae
night.
Young coming, though. They're young.
Why?
He
wanted to go to the Wizards. Who wants to go to the Wizards?
That was
the
really
only
weird.
Player in the history of the NBA that said, hey, I want to go to the Wizards.
They could take the Wizards off the NBA schedule for an entire year. I don't think a single soul would notice. Anyway, Trae Young got traded there last night. He's a Wizard. But the Sixers beat the Wizards before Trae Young got there. Joel Embiid, though, talking about the team, how they played throughout the game. Interesting choice of words here.
Besides just the focus and the locked-in
team. Yeah, just not playing without meat like last game. Coming out every game. And just, you know, from the first, you know, whistle, just being as aggressive as possible. Don't let guys get comfortable.
Wait a minute, not playing without meat. Wait a minute, did he miss? He misspoke.
Well, I think he was hearkening back. I think Doc Rivers said it once. I think Rivers misspoke.
Like playing with your food.
Yes, I think if my memory serves, I think Doc did it once, misspoke, meant to say the play with your food.
And he said playing with your meat.
So I think Joel was like having fun with that and kind of used the Doc phrasing way back in the day. I heard it, though. I was like, Joel.
Yeah, playing with your meat.
Yeah, playing with your meat. It's something different.
Yeah, no, it is something
playing
different.
Playing with your food.
It just probably shouldn't have said it that way.
I've played with guys.
I'm not playing with our meat.
What you doing? Playing with my meat.
Oh, no.
We might lose you this segment. Buddy.
No. What's wrong with you, man? Like, you can't say that.
And slather Vaseline on me.
But see that I gotta stop laughing because I'm trying to be a head coach somewhere. Can't be laughing at.
We're not doing any favors, but
I can't be laughing at those childish jokes.
No. Let's try again.
I'm a grown up.
Let's try again.
I'm
not playing with our meat.
Can't do it.
I've played with guys. I'm mature.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be mature about this. Mm-hmm.
Sure are.
As I look at my phone, Arthur Blank might be getting ready to call. So.
Rhythmic ball play.
Rhythmic ball play.
All right, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Can Kevin Petullo get back on your good side this week? Where do you think the votes came down?
70% no.
63% no.
I knew it was somewhere.
I know these people.
These are my, even though we go at it every now and
petty,
then.
It's petty.
They're still my people.
It's petty.
They're my people.
You think this is the most negative that like Eagles Twitter is collectively about something? Usually they're very anti-negativity.
Yeah, no. But
They want us to be cheerleaders. Don't say anything bad about the quarterback.
Well, but again, this is a spin towards protecting the quarterback.
That, you know what? It is. It's rooted in Hurts' insecurity.
Absolutely.
So that's how we're coping with this?
That's how they're coping with it. Because if we kind of disassociate the offensive coordinator and say, look at the offense this year, it's very easy to start talking about the quarterback. If you don't want to talk about the quarterback, it's the look away.
Blame the coach's guy feels like a low...
Low-hanging fruit?
Low IQ type of, low football IQ type of.
Yeah, it's we don't want to talk about the big thing, so we talk about the little thing and hope that's
easy.
The big thing.
Well, it's easy pick.
I think it's one of those things where you talk about this team and the money that's been allocated, because it's money. This is a monetary thing, in my opinion.
Right.
He's the low man on the totem pole as far as the money that you cut that could change some things, you know.
You hope changes
well,
things.
Yeah, that's, but when you look at it and you look at the success that this team has had, regardless of how many offensive coordinators have been here, they did win a Super Bowl with this same regime, and now you've grossly underachieved for whatever reason. And it's not all him, but you're not about to get rid of Jordan Mailata. You're probably looking for a replacement for Lane this year, and you're not firing Coach Sirianni. And Jalen's about to get a re-up.
Well, that one is
that bothers you, but it's the truth, Joe. See, no, don't let the truth hurt.
No, the truth doesn't have to
because
hurt.
Because it don't. Well, so just let it be what it is.
Jalen,
he's about to get paid.
Jalen and his agent could certainly ask for a raise.
They definitely ask for a raise.
And I trust Howie Roseman to say no.
They're probably asking for a raise now. That's why he's sitting there with all that bravado, because he's about to light him up for about 500 yards this weekend and four tutties.
You just told me that you don't trust the coordinator. So is Kevin, hold on, 500
Jaylen,
yards, four tutties, is this a good weekend for Petullo, or is he still stink?
Oh, that's it's going to be all Jalen. And
Jalen's going to
sit at the podium, and he's going to say, listen.
Some things are just in you.
Yeah, and he's going to say, hey, I some of the players that were called, I checked out of that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to let it be known. He's going to be like, I checked out of that. And he's going to say it with a straight face.
All the bad ones are going to be like, was KP.
Hey, listen.
And then all the good ones like, yeah, I checked into that.
It's time to vibrate at a higher level.
You know what I can't wait for? I don't know, maybe it's Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they drop 40 on the Niners, right? Jalen throws for 500.
40 of them.
Which is never
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, 40. Which has never happened, but this week is the week it happens. So we're going to do that, right? And then we'll celebrate Monday. Tuesday we'll come in here. Does Kevin Petullo deserve credit for the way the offense played on Sunday?
No.
There you go.
That's no.
Perfect.
Well, okay, let me pull that back. It all depends on what Jalen says in the press conference.
Right.
Now, if he forgets his name, then he gets no credit.
Okay. I'm glad we already have next week locked down.
Yeah, I got it.
So we'll do that. We'll invite Jim Miller on Wednesday or Thursday.
You know what he should do next week? He should do what Wheeler did and what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, Acuna.
Yeah.
What's How disrespectful is that, though? Like, hey, what's his name? Offensive coordinator, dude that's calling the plays.
Yeah, that's what what's his name called.
He's been calling the plays all year. But now he's dude that called the plays.
Yeah, now he's the OC.
Wasn't he KP earlier in the season?
Yeah.
Now he dude that called the plays. I don't understand, but it must be this younger generation. I don't understand how they don't see that as disrespectful. That's like me saying, going out in public and saying, yeah, you know, me and the other two cats that I work with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Oh, what's his name? Kenny, the producer dude. It's the same thing. It's not his name. Kenny.
Oh, no, the guy called me Keith, I think.
That's what,
Keith.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I forgot about Keith. Yeah. Keith's good. Yeah.
It's in the same vein.
That's what I'm saying. It's meant to be disrespectful.
Yeah. Or when Marple Mac calls me the screener.
Yeah.
It's meant to be don't appreciate that.
I can see that gets under your skin.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Marple Mac in a while.
No. He tried to call in at the end of the show yesterday. We just didn't have time.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to Marple Mac.
I would love to talk to Marple Mac.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's grab Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
You haven't delivered his package.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Mark, how are you?
I'm good. I got a concern, though, Joe. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been watching Eagles since the mid-70s. I've never seen an NFL team, basically, that I can remember go two halves in a season where you don't complete a pass.
And somehow won both of those games.
I have never, ever seen that before. And listen, you know, everybody's beating up Kevin Petullo. You know, we have a tendency in this town to beat up the coordinators all the time, offensively, defensively. I mean, where does Nick Sirianni fit in on this? He's the head coach. I mean, and I'm not trying to poke it at him, but it starts with him. He's the head guy. He's the man. I mean, you can't complete a pass. A pass, a screen pass, a dump pass in one half. I mean, seriously.
It's almost impossible to believe. Like, if I didn't experience it, if we didn't experience it together, I would say you're making it up. But we lived it. Yep.
I don't hear enough talk about it on this station. I know maybe you guys have hit it here and there. I don't hear other callers talking about it that much. Unless, you know, I'm not listening enough.
Probably not.
I have never, ever, ever seen that happen on the worst of teams. And you're right, Joe. I don't know how they won those, but thank God.
No quarterback's done it since 78.
Yeah. I mean, and Mark, you've seen some bad Eagles quarterbacks. I mean, Hugh played with some before Donovan got here. I mean, let's be real.
Pathetic. Pathetic. And you know, and guys, listen, Vic Fangio. I think he's been carrying this football team for the last few years.
He has. He's amazing.
He's been carrying this football team, the turnaround in that defense from 23 to 24, and now what they're doing, I mean, my concern is the offense can be so inept, whether it's Petullo's fault, Sirianni, whatever. The line. I know the line's a problem. I get that. The offensive line's a problem. But it's still adequate enough to complete a pass.
Well, it obviously should be. I mean, and it hasn't been like they've thrown only one or two times and handed them. I mean, it was 0-for-7 in the Bills game. It's enough to complete a pass. Mark, appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate that.
Now, speaking of people asking for raises, you're talking about Jalen Hurts asking for an extension. Vic Fangio, if there's anyone around here that should say, I want a raise, it's Vic Fangio.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. No question about it.
He has carried the fatigue.
His ability to adapt to the personnel that he has been phenomenal.
He's been remarkable.
Yeah. Man.
Shanahan, I think, said yesterday earlier in the week that he's tried to hire Fangio multiple times. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that combo?
No, let's be glad they didn't have it.
Holy smokes.
Well, I guess when he had D'Amico Ryans, right, and Saleh the first time, like, mm-hmm. when Shanahan guys a good coordinator, obviously they win a lot of games. But I like Saleh, and D'Amico's really good. Fangio's better than both. I mean,
how lucky we are that he doesn't want to do anything else at this point.
I know that he's. Like, I feel like he's aged out of it.
I feel like what makes Vic Fangio so good is his.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He keeps it a bean. He keeps it real. And I think they respect that. Most defensive players, that was the thing that separated us from offensive players, is that you could talk, you basically talk to him any kind of way. And it was he's relatable. That's the word.
I remember when he first got here, and one of the questions was something like, how do you deal, have you evolved with younger players, right? Because he's been around for 30 years. And I think there was a question was like, there's a perception that younger guys don't want to work as hard as they used to. And he's like, no, they do. You just have to push them. People don't want to push them. If you push them, they'll work. And obviously, he pushed these guys to an incredible level. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I got to know that it's 145 every day.
Yeah, it is
145. I can't be caught off guard when you call for it at 145.
Usually 144, 145, yeah. 146.
Not my best work, man. It's like Hugh makes it a point every week to come in wearing the other team's colors.
This is Atlanta. This is Atlanta.
That looks like Niners red to me.
This is a Georgia. It's supposed to be like a Georgia Bulldog color. This is Georgia Bulldog red.
That looks like Niner red.
It's Georgia Bulldog.
You know what?
Red.
Maybe we just avoid red this week.
Well, I'm trying to get the head coaching job.
No, but hold on. No, all right. But here's the thing, though.
Red looks good on
we
me.
We should treat this like an Eagles coaching. Like
and
a,
the 49ers
like
are like burgundy.
No. Hold on. We don't give you permission to interview with Atlanta this week. We have playoff games.
Wait a minute.
Like the Eagles don't give Petullo permission.
San Francisco 49er colors are.
Well, it's it's red, Hugh.
Yeah, it's not red.
Now let's just
hold on. You don't need to look up what the Niners colors are.
No, because it's not red.
What do you mean it's not red? It's not red and gold. It's red and gold.
It's Golden Gate. It's called Golden Gate Bridge red or something.
Okay. What color is the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, I forgot.
Fucking feet.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah, just don't wear red tomorrow. No, can you? That and you're lucky that hat's not gold. Otherwise, we would have ran you out of here.
You better wear some sort of Eagles gear tomorrow.
I'm looking at this red. This is not the same red.
Did you see what they wore this past Saturday night? They wore like a black with the red. It looks like that.
No,
it does.
But that's not their primary colors.
Well,
their primary
the red
colors
is though. Hugh.
It's called Red Bay. Extra white.
What was the first?
Tricorn.
The first letter there.
Red
Bay.
No.
Red Bay.
Yeah,
All right. That's uh-huh.
That's not. This is Georgia Bulldog red. I know what this is.
I'm working on this with my kids. Like, you know, everyone messes up. Just say you're sorry and move on.
No, and then it matches my J. See the Chicago Bull. This is not these are the same cut. You see, put that. Hey Justin, if you see me kicking this leg up here,
you're gonna pull a hamstring.
He's gonna pull.
Yeah, I'm about to pull a hamstring. Hey, no, I can't get it down. But no, it's not.
To call somebody
that's
in there. Chicago,
if anything, it's Chicago Bull red.
Again, I'm sorry, everyone. Let's move on. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Done. No, I ain't doing that.
No, he won't. No, he refuses.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
If I were program director, I'd fire all three of you.
Sometimes I think he'd think about it.
Well, there's probably a moment or two per show where he's like, oh, right. Bleep, oh, that'd
be a lot of work.
Yeah.
Placing all three of us.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. This show makes me sick every day.
And you're here every day.
It's a key part of that.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for us being something that you're willing to tune into, even though it makes you sick.
Yes. Thank you. And we're sorry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. We're sorry. This one was on Twitter. Speak for yourselves. Petullo was never on my bad side.
There it is.
Is that a Petullo burner? I mean,
I don't. I want to believe them.
I don't believe
them. There's, you know, I would have to imagine there's a few out there.
Like, For day one,
but
Patullo guys?
But there's
day
also one. There's also Patullo the group of people who like to tell everyone on Twitter that they're a bigger fan than everyone else.
Oh, I never criticize anyone.
Yeah, they're like, I never jumped off
the
bandwagon.
I
was never out.
Yeah.
All right.
Fake fans.
Then you be that. You be the biggest Kevin Patullo fan. Go for it.
Yeah, die on the Patullo hill, buddy. You got it. And then the other one we put up was the Bears-Packers thing. We just asked who should we be rooting for the Bears Saturday
yeah,
night.
Bear down.
Dumbest question I've ever heard. There's no way you haven't heard dumber questions than that.
I ask three dumber questions a week on this show.
you ask dumber questions at the bar with your friends. Whoever asked that dumb question.
That's very true.
I mean, you do it every day.
I mean, that's not even – I don't even think that's – it's not a dumb question.
I'll repeat. The Eagles next week would be underdogs here at home to the Rams, and they'd be favored in Chicago. So, I mean, you don't have to care about that, but, like, that makes it interesting.
Well, by the way, all of us said, yeah, we should be rooting for the Bears. I think the poll ended up the other way.
Really?
Yeah.
People like the home game. I mean, I get that, right? But I'd rather go to Chicago.
Yeah. Joe Giglio is a certified idiot.
Was that over Patullo, or is that Marino Hurts?
I mean, who knows? It could be the same guy that said up yours yesterday. Which was a good one.
That was good. It was one of our better ones. Because there's nothing to respond to it. Like, all right.
People are great.
What am I going to do? Yeah.
Up yours. That's one of those. Yep. Joe has an expert analyst next to him every day and insists on disagreeing.
I mean, but that's what we do. Because I'm not an expert.
Well, you're not.
We are. This is an open forum in all.
Yes.
Everything that we talk about is on the table. Nobody's right or wrong in these situations. It's how you feel.
That's exactly right. Everyone can have an opinion.
Yeah, all the time.
You guys think you speak for us, but you don't.
Well, that's why we let you speak, yeah, right? People get to talk, and all our callers.
Lines are open, you people, yeah. Twitter. Yeah,
I mean, everyone gets a chance to talk.
Yes. Shaking my head, Hugh Douglas.
I feel the same.
Could have been about
a
variety of things.
Man, that'd be all right.
We were all over the place today. Hugh really acts like he doesn't spew nonsense every single day.
Well, no, he does.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'd be
surprised. Yeah. Well,
I mean, come on now.
And I appreciate the fact that you come here every day to listen to my nonsense that I speak. I appreciate that.
We'll get to maybe your biggest nonsense ever.
Oh, God.
Before we get out of here.
Stream of conscience, dog. I blame it on stream of conscience.
I see now why that beard is so gray.
Yeah, boy, y'all worrying me to death.
Working with us every day.
Yep. Yeah. Hugh, you know other people sit in that chair and you just told the whole world that you don't wear underwear. And that one in three men leak.
But it's not.
Well,
you act like my naked ass is
chair, Hugh, statistically,
one of
the three of us.
No, I just thought it was funny and I was telling the story. So one of the three.
Oh, okay. So, but you're pointing the finger at Joe and I.
No, I'm just saying Joe.
So,
I say it one out of three.
Hold on. Uh-huh. I have used that same bathroom at the link that you guys were. That's a small bathroom, by the way, for the three of you guys to be in. I left that out. But I've been in there, okay?
I'm looking at it.
Intimate.
It is intimate.
Intimate bathroom.
I believe the signage says one in three men over 40 have leakage issues. And on this show, we only have one man on this show over the age of 40. I have not reached 40 yet. So that would mean if we're going by the numbers.
Yeah. And you're well clear of 40.
You're pushing 60.
I forgot. What were we talking about?
All right. Before we head out, is there one more thing we need to hear?
One more.
Okay.
So, might have a drop of the entire year candidate already in the first week of 2026. And this one from Hugh.
And who was it? I can't think of his name, but we used to sit there in the meetings. What is it? Mangina.
Just end the show on us laughing. I got nothing left.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.